Greetings. Welcome back to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, coming to you live today, May 21st, 2006, from Campbell Hall on the campus of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, home to WILL AM 580. It is a special two-hour version of Media Matters, and for our regular listeners, you know when we go to 2 hours, which we do two or three times a year, it's because we're coming to you to get your support for this program for the next 6 months, for the rest of this year, and your support for nonprofit, non-commercial public broadcasting serving the community here in Central Illinois. And we do have some great guests today. Jeff Cohen, who's been a frequent guest, the co-founder of Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, the host on Fox News, the producer for Donahue's show on MSNBC. He'll be joining us in a few minutes to talk for a little bit about what he's up to. We're also going to have in the second half of the show Phil Donahue joining us from New York City. Phil Donahue, I think, needs no introduction to anyone in this listening audience, and I don't think he needs an introduction to many people anywhere in this country. And we'll also be joined by Amy Goodman again in the last section of the show, in the last quarter of the show in the second hour. Jeff Cohen, you there?
Yes, I am.
Jeff, thanks so much for agreeing to join us on such short notice today on Media Matters. I assume you're home in Woodstock, New York?
I sure am, but it's great to support a program like yours that's so unique in looking at the media in depth every week. That's not what corporate media wants to see happening, and you do it every single week.
I really appreciate you saying that, Jeff. Now, Jeff, I give people a sense of what your background is that gives you the qualifications to say that besides being a good citizen.
I founded the Media Watch group FAIR. I know you've had Janine Jackson and others from FAIR.
Yeah, Janine was
on
2 weeks ago, in fact, as our guest.
I did that for many years, and then I evolved from media critic to media pundit. I started appearing on CNN, on Crossfire, and their media show, Reliable Sources. I then moved over to Fox News, where I appeared almost every week for 5 years on their media criticism show, which is called Fox News Watch. And I ended my television career at MSNBC, where I was an on-air pundit, so a senior producer on the Phil Donahue primetime show, the biggest show on MSNBC, until it was terminated right on the eve of the Iraq War. So I've had experience as an outsider, as a media critic, and I've been on the inside, and I know how important it is to have radio shows like yours. I'm not sure people in the area of Urbana, Champaign, and beyond are aware how unique it is. There aren't a lot of radio shows that take a critical look at the media, and no one does it better than McChesney. So if you're out there, keep this show going and keep that station going, which has so many other important shows.
Yeah, and the number again, I see our lines are now dark again. The number is 217-244-9455. Jeff Cohen is working on a new book, a memoir of sorts. I've had the privilege of reading an advanced copy, and he'll be a guest on the show when the book comes out in a few months. Jeff, tell me for a second, if you would, looking at what's going on in the world today or in politics today, what do you think is the story right now that is being mishandled by our news media the worst, that has the most disastrous implications?
There's too many of them. I mean, the coverage of Iraq has changed a little bit where media are a little more skeptical, but never do they question the motive of the United States. The United States always has good motives. If only they could put together a government in Iraq. It's like the people of Iraq, and they're letting down the Americans who are trying so hard. That's the theme of the coverage in the last week, and especially this weekend. And it's utterly absurd. I mean, we've gone into a country in violation of international law and basically torn it apart, allowed terrorists in, destroyed the infrastructure, and then you see the U.S. elite media lecturing the people of Iraq. Another story that's really incredible, I've been focusing on it heavily in the last few days, is coverage of Venezuela. If you looked at the New York Times on Saturday, you saw that they had two different stories basically attacking the government of Venezuela.
Yeah, it was really quite striking. An above-the-fold story, which is basically a 2,000 words at least of just a handful of sources attacking Venezuela.
Yeah, that Venezuela is divisive. They're dividing up the Latin America. They're isolating themselves. That Chavez is, the president of Venezuela, is isolating himself. I just thought it was ironic that I read that, how isolated and divisive Venezuela is, and I had just a couple days earlier. That's the propaganda you get and expect to get from the New York Times about Latin America. A couple days earlier, I read a column by Noam Chomsky where he reminded us that the U.S. Embargo of Cuba was just rejected by the world at the U.N. General Assembly, and it was a vote of something like 200-4. And, you know, supporting the U.S. was Israel, Palau, I'm forgetting the other country, and I think Micronesia abstained. I mean, that's the reality of the world, is the United States completely isolated in its Latin American policy. It's the only country, the only government, was the Bush government, that endorsed the coup against the elected government of Venezuela, where the elected president was taken out of power for a few days, and then he came back in because of protests. But the United States was the one government in the world that actually endorsed the coup and may have had a hand in it. And we read in the New York Times how Venezuela is isolated. Again, the importance of a show like Media Matters is that you bring on the media critics. You bring on the Chomskys and the Zins and the Amy Goodmans, who can turn the world, right side up again from the kind of propaganda and spin people get from the corporate media.
You know, Jeff, it's interesting you mentioned Chomsky, Zinn, and Amy Goodman. All three of them have been guests in the last few months since we had our last pledge drive. Those are the sort of guests right. We aspire to get here. We had Janine Jackson from FAIR. We're having Stephen Kinzer on in a couple of weeks, who wrote the book about U.S. Overthrows of foreign governments over the past 100 years. And this sort of programming, thanks to your kind words, is hard to come by. It's not common. We need people's support to do it, to get these sort of guests, to develop an audience, to have facilities to make it possible. It requires people to call in and make the pledge. We don't do this often, but this money is mandatory to keep programming like Media Matters on the air. The number here, 217-244-9455. A $60 pledge will get you a copy of my book, Our Unfree Press, 100 Years of Radical Media Criticism, or John Nichols' new book, Dick, The Man Who Was President, the groundbreaking book that really is the first great expose of the career of Vice President Dick Cheney. And for $100, you can get both books. Or for $100, you can get the collector's item 90-minute CD interview, Amy Goodman and Noam Chomsky, one-on-one. And then the special deal, the $150 gift for $150 pledge here to WILL. AM 580 to WILL Public Radio, you get the 10-CD set of Amy Goodman's book, The Exception to the Ruler. So please call in 217-244-9455. Make your pledge. And remember, we know a lot of you are listening out there on podcasts. We need your support just as much. It costs money to make the podcast, every bit as much as it costs to do a broadcast over the air on the 580 frequency. Go to willpledge.org. That's all you have to do, willpledge.org. Enter your pledge there. It'll be greatly appreciated. And I want to promise everyone this money does not go to pay for three martini lunches with big wheels in town. This money is going to basically get our equipment working to pay the bills so we can have guests like Jeff Cohen joining us. And I think, Jeff, you know, again, I think it says a lot about you, too, that you're willing to take time out of your Sunday, which I know you spend with your children every week. And that's why we rarely get you on the air, because we know how devoted you are to family. And I just want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us today. It means a lot to me.
Well, I think that, I mean, I'm thrilled to do it, because I don't know that people in Illinois, central Illinois, realize that without you, the voices Noam Chomsky would not be coming into the area. I mean, I can give you my experience with Phil Donahue's show, a primetime show on MSNBC, in the run-up to the war. You know, the Iraq War was coming, the end of 2002, and we're given orders by management. Every time we booked a guest on Donahue who was anti-war, we had to book two guests who were pro-war. Every time we booked two guests from the left, we were ordered to book three from the right. At one meeting, a producer proposed booking Michael Moore, and she was told she'd have to have three right-wingers for balance.
Is that done on politics or body weight? How does that work?
Yeah, no, politics. And you know, I used to privately contemplate proposing bringing Noam Chomsky on the air, but I knew that you know, our studio could not accommodate the 23 right-wingers we would have needed for balance. Now, on Media Matters there on WILL, you can bring Chomsky on and really go in depth for a full hour and allow callers to talk to him. It's truly a unique show you're providing. It's a unique service that you're providing.
Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news relating to the intersection of media and democracy. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Kimberly Cronick.
George Orwell spins in his grave as new evidence comes to light about U.S. government spying on American citizens who have committed no crime. The National Security Agency has a massive database of the phone calls placed by tens of millions of U.S. citizens. The NSA analyzes this data to look for suspicious calling patterns. This has been going on for more than 4 years, and it's all been done without court approval. AT&T, Bell South, which AT&T is in the process of assimilating, and Verizon voluntarily divulged the data upon request, although the government may have enticed them with cash. Bell South and Verizon have since distanced themselves from the NSA since the story of its phone call database surfaced. This revelation adds to shocking disclosures made in December that the NSA has been eavesdropping on phone calls without proper court permission, and in January, when the Electronic Frontier Foundation filed a lawsuit against AT&T for shunting internet traffic through secret rooms in its switching centers, where the government captured all communications for later scrutiny. Does this mean that uttering the wrong words over the phone or online may lead to a knock at your door? Not yet, unless you're a journalist. Brian Ross, the chief investigative correspondent for ABC News, found out recently from a source at the FBI that the phone call records of journalists are a target of surveillance.
You sort of have to start thinking, I guess, like some sort of mafia capo. You make your phone calls with bags of quarters and payphones if you can find them anymore. It's chilling, to say the least.
In related news, two bills are pending in the House of Representatives that would require your actions online to be tracked and logged. One bill, sponsored by Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette, mandates that any service which, quote, enables users to access content, end quote, must save information on every user indefinitely. This could conceivably breed lots of different snitches, ranging from your phone or cable company to the website you visit. Wisconsin Republican Jim Sensenbrenner is sponsoring similar legislation, although his wording is vague enough that the government could theoretically require internet service providers to maintain a file of all the email you send and receive. Both DeGette and Sensenbrenner are using the specter of child pornography to advocate for building dossiers on every internet user, though the information saved on you could be used in the investigation of any crime. However, a bill that would have protected the confidentiality of Americans' phone records, which was already in circulation following the disclosure that phone companies had sold customer cell phone records to third parties who then resold them on the internet, has mysteriously dropped off the congressional legislative calendar. One of that bill's sponsors suspects it was disappeared at the behest of an unnamed government intelligence agency.
The battle for network neutrality continues to rage in Washington, where key votes on telecom legislation that could either save or kill internet freedom are expected as early as next month. While phone and cable companies continue to set up coin-operated front groups in a desperate attempt to project public support for their desire to wring even more money out of internet users, the real grassroots Save the Internet Coalition continues to grow by leaps and bounds. The newest coalition members are artists and musicians, whose organizer, Grammy-nominated electronic musician Moby, is finding lots of support for network neutrality across musical genres.
REM, Q-Tip, Trent Reznor and the Nine Inch Nails, Indigo Girls, Wilco, and myself are part of the Artists and Musicians for Internet Freedom. We just got word that the Dixie Chicks have joined the coalition as well. From my perspective, the internet is this remarkable institution that really does work pretty flawlessly as it is. And as an institution, it's enabled great cultural change, usually for the better.
Moby even traveled to Capitol Hill this month, urging lawmakers to prevent phone and cable companies from replacing online freedom of speech with pay-to-play restrictions.
Put Congress on notice. Your constituents are watching, and you will be held accountable for your vote on this issue. You will not be allowed to sell out the internet to companies like AT&T without a huge public backlash. If you vote against internet freedom and net neutrality, don't be surprised if your constituents vote against you in November.
The Wall Street Journal, which opposes network neutrality, recently declared the fight to preserve internet freedom as scaremongering and classified those involved in the struggle as crazy leftists. However, the latest organizational supporter of the Save the Internet campaign, the 2 million-member Christian Coalition, would very likely dispute that characterization. Some 700,000 people have written their members of Congress in support of network neutrality through the Save the Internet website, savetheinternet.com.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a joint production of the Illinois Initiative for Media Policy Research at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization dedicated to media democracy. For more information, visit our website at freepress.net.
Okie dokie, welcome back to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, coming to you in the second half of our special two-hour pledge drive show that we do here live every May to raise funds to keep the Media Matters on the air, to keep it alive, to keep WILL AM 580 alive and well, too. Local, nonprofit, non-commercial, community-based public broadcasting. Right now, let's go to Phil Donahue. I think we have Phil. Hey, Phil, are you there?
I'm here, Bob. I'm hoping I'm not in a dead spot. Nice to be with you.
It's great to be with you, too. Yeah, let's hope one of these telecom companies that's trying to get rid of net neutrality isn't going to mess with your cell phone call.
Yes.
So where are you now, Phil?
Right now, I'm on the I-95, the great, wondrous artery that runs east from New York to Boston. I'm heading back to the city.
Well, Phil Donahue, I want to thank you so much for joining us. You made a very generous pledge to WILL online a couple of days ago, and people can do that at willpledge.org. It was extremely generous of you and much appreciated throughout the staff here. I think everyone here was really tickled that someone of your prominence would go out of his way to be so supportive of a station like this. Phil? I think we're learning that our cell phone connection is not what we'd hoped it was. I think we dropped Phil. Are you there, Phil? I think we're going to have to try again on Phil if he can get back to us. This is, it just shows that Phil wanted to talk to us so badly. He said, I'm going to be driving home to New York, and I'll try to get a hold of you. But he will call us back, he said, if we lost him. So we're going to drop him, and Phil will try to call us back if we get better connection. That was too bad. I think Phil's already back on the line. We're going to try again. I think we'll give it one more shot. I think it's a two strikes and you're out policy today on the show. I don't think we can horse around too long. Let's see if this is Phil. In the meantime, remember, you're listening to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, coming to you live from Campbell Hall and WILL AM 580. We need folks to call in, make their pledges right now, 217-244-9455. We need to get 100 pledges to make our quota for the two-hour zone. We're already well into our second hour. We're well under 100. I think we've only got about 20, 25. So please make your call. We've got all those great premiums, 28 pledges in. We've got 72 to go. Please call. Show your support. Phil, are you back with us?
I'm back. Sorry, Bob.
I understand the problem. But again, I just was saying before we got cut off that we want to thank you. Everyone around here was tickled with the support you've shown for the station with your pledge, and thank you so much. And tell folks what I think, really revolutionized talk television in the 70s and 80s. You brought it into a whole new arena of taking on serious issues and drawing people in to talk about them and letting people have a voice for themselves. What is your sense of the state of the media today?
Well, Bob, I'm very, very taken by the enormous way that corporate-owned media has really ducked most of the important issues, run full tilt away from so-called third rail issues. And then the Iraq war really should have taught us all a lesson. We just, we had such a rah-rah media. I mean, not just some media, but all media, to the point where it was all strategy, when we were going to take Iraq, when we were going to invade Baghdad, how many troops we were going to use. And no one in mainstream media ever asked the question, why are we doing this in the first place? So that's just one very glaring example. I mean, if we ever needed a sore thumb to remind us of the failings of corporate media, that was it.
Now, I know, Phil Donahue, you are you're producing a documentary right now on the Iraq War. Why don't you tell us very briefly what that's about? And while you're telling us, we'll make sure our listeners understand that it's time for them to call 217-244-9455 and make their pledge to support Media Matters and WILL AM 580. Go ahead, Phil.
The documentary that I'm producing, Bob, is the story of, actually it's two stories. It's the story of a young 25-year-old proud American from Kansas City who signed up 9/13, like so many Americans, wanted to do something about these people who just so wantonly and cruelly slaughtered 3,000 Americans. So he signed up, and he went to Fort Hood, and he suddenly looked up halfway into his basic and realized he was going to Iraq. He immediately had questions. Why am I going to Iraq? He thought he'd be going to Afghanistan. And he wasn't in Iraq 5 days, and he was in an open truck, Sadr City, Main Street, going down a very dangerous place, and he was a fish in a barrel. He and there were about 23 other soldiers crammed in the back of this 5-ton truck with no canopy. I mean, they were so cramped they couldn't even adjust their rifles. I mean, their security was impaired because they were so crowded. The bullet entered his shoulder between his flak jacket and exited T4. Yeah, I'm not an anatomist, but T4. He is paralyzed from the chest down. He was on 60 Minutes about a month ago. Maybe some of your listeners saw him. He was the one out of four injured Iraq soldiers, American soldiers, who opposed the war. So this is an anti-war documentary that we're putting together, and we're hoping to get it out before the election.
It's going to be pretty exciting. You've given me a lot more detail when we've spoken off air, and it really is an extraordinary story. And when the film's done and it comes out, Phil, we're going to get you and some other people at the film back on the air to talk about it for a complete show, because it is such an important film. And I think
I'm thankful for that. I have to tell you, Bob, I don't know what venue is going to show this film. I mean, apropos of your very important civic effort here, I certainly don't. You're not going to find this on NBC primetime. This is an anti-war, anti-Iraq war documentary, and I'm not sure where we're going to wind up. But this is going to be interesting. Once again, I'm charging. I guess there's a word for guys like me. I mean, I'm going back and hoping that we'll get some exposure with this media product.
Well, that's one of the reasons why Media Matters is on the air, precisely so that important work that should be known by the American people has a chance to be known by them, and it doesn't get sort of buried away and pushed to the margins entirely. Phil, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to call us up. You've been a great supporter of the show. You've been a great supporter of programming like Media Matters and WILL AM 580. It's an honor to work with you, and good luck with your project, okay?
Thanks so much, Bob, and good luck with your project. We're all involved here, and I'm so impressed with the energy you've been able to harness here. This is not easy, pushing a rock up the side of a mountain, but more and more people have come to appreciate the enormous influence of corporate media on this democracy, and that influence is not good.
Thanks so much, Phil Donahue. Phil Donahue joining us today graciously on his car ride back to New York City. And calling today to show his support for WILL AM 580. He personally made a pledge, a generous one, and he is a big supporter of our program, Media Matters. He's been a guest on it a couple times in the past. He will be a guest on it in the future again. We've got Amy Goodman joining us. Amy?
It's great to be with you, Bob.
Amy, it's just thank you so much for taking time. I know your schedule, how busy it is, and for you to take any time at all on a Sunday to join us is very flattering. It's a real honor.
No, please. It's great that you do this broadcast. It's so important to focus on the media. Actually, I'm just preparing right now to go off to an event with Arundhati Roy and Eduardo Galeano, the great Uruguayan and Indian writers. And, you know, I think that also is a story about the media. I'd say most people in this country do not know who either of them are. In Latin America, Eduardo Galeano is one of the leading writers, the man who was imprisoned, who was the editor of magazines, showing how important it is to have free media. And Arundhati Roy, of course, the author of God of Small Things. But what you're fighting for, what we're all fighting for, is having a media in this country that knows no borders, that brings out the voices of people like Eduardo Galeano, author of The Open Veins of Latin America, and the voices of Arundhati Roy, a fierce international activist and author who continually writes against war. A free press in this country, these names would be dinnertime conversation would be commonplace. So, folks, I encourage you, WILL listeners, to go to the phone and support a media that is open, that is free, that knows no borders, that allows us to have the debates and discussions about the most important issues of the day.
Now, Amy Goodman, at Democracy Now!, in the last 10 years, you and your team have built Democracy Now! Up from, you know, just a really one-time show that was carried on a few stations to this extraordinary, extraordinary network that reaches, you know, millions of people now, I think, on a daily basis. I mean, how important was listener and viewer support for you to make Democracy Now! A success?
It makes all the difference. We came out of Pacifica Radio, which was founded after World War II, pioneered the idea of listener support. It was a World War II conscientious objector in Berkeley, California, who said, "We need a media outlet that is not brought to you by corporations that profit from war, but brought to you by journalists and artists." The late George Gerbner, head of the University of Pennsylvania School of Communications, said it well: "Brought not to you by corporations that have nothing to tell and everything to sell, that are raising our children today." And so Pacifica was born, and it became five stations, and it really pioneered the idea of listener sponsorship, what you, Bob, are doing today, the idea that we don't turn to corporations, but we open up the airwaves, and every few months we say, please, if you support the idea of a public media, make the call right now. Now, be clear, you can freeload all you want. You never, ever have to call WILL. But we ask you, please, if you can afford it, this is a unique model. And people around the world look to the United States. It is the most powerful country on earth, and our media is the most powerful in the world. Unfortunately, it goes very much in a different direction, very much beating the drums for war. But the silver lining is there is also a powerful media democracy movement in this country that's saying to the corporate media, you got it wrong. It's not just President Bush that said there were weapons of mass destruction. The media amplified that, echoed that, continually repeated that over and over until it sunk into the consciousness of a nation. And now people across the political spectrum are saying, where can we go to a place that we can trust? Now, first, I would say it's diverse media. You should go to more than one place. But second, it's public media like WILL, like Pacifica, like public radio and television that have to bring you, have an obligation to bring you something different. And if you appreciate that, right now go to the phone and dial 217-244-9455. It makes an enormous difference. I mean, think about why you tune into this program. And then go to the phone and make sure that it's available next year for someone to listen to. Make sure that it's available next week for someone who can't afford to pledge but tunes to WILL. Democracy Now! Started on a couple dozen stations, as you said, Bob. And after 5 years, right around September 11th, amazingly enough, it was in that week, we started broadcasting on the first public access TV station that was Manhattan Neighborhood Network in the midst of New York City. And then more and more public access stations said, can we have it? We FedExed out the tape because it's a daily show so that at least it would only be a day late. And then all over the country we started doing this, thought there's got to be a better way and people should get it live. And so now we broadcast through satellite across the country. And because we're on TV, more and more radio stations ask, and then on NPR stations and PBS stations, and now we're on 420 radio and TV stations around the country, as well as on the two satellite networks, on the independent channels, Link TV, which is based in San Francisco, which is on DirecTV Channel 3.
I think, Amy, are you still there? Amy, thanks for rejoining us.
Oh, sure. Maybe that's a wake-up call. As you're saying, don't take any show for granted. We can't even take a phone line for granted.
Yeah, we don't know if this is one of the phone lines that's working with the NSA, for all we know.
9455 and support this program. I mean, to have a program that talks about the media is absolutely critical. It's why the media democracy movement in this country is growing. It has become an issue in itself. How you get your information, and should it be through a corporate microphone or a corporate lens? We urge you to go to the phone right now, and if you pledge $60, you can get either John Nichols' book, Dick, the Man Who Was President, or Bob McChesney and Ben Scott's book just out now, are Unfree Press. Either one of those for $60. You could get both together for $100. Please go to the phone right now and let us know. It's not so important what you get, but that you make the call. We're counting on you to call in. We are counting calls, whatever level you can pledge at, 244-9455. We also have a wonderful gift, which is a DVD of an interview we did with Noam Chomsky just a few weeks ago about the state of the world, about Iraq, about Israel and Palestine, about the situation in Latin America, and about right here at home. Noam Chomsky, the world-renowned linguist, one of the world's most famous dissidents. We ask you to go to the phone. You can get that DVD. It's about an hour and 15 minutes. It's a Democracy Now! Broadcast. If you pledge right now, $100. That's 244-9455. You can't get this anywhere else. You can get it right here, right now, today. 217-244-9455. That's 244-9455. If you pledge $200, you get two books and the DVD. That's Bob McChesney and Ben Scott's book, Our Unfree Press, as well as John Nichols' book, Dick, the Man Who Was President, and the Chomsky DVD, the two books and the DVD if you pledge $200. And at any level here, $100, $200, we are talking cents a day. Now, is this program worth that to you? Is WILL worth that to you? Your call sends a signal that you're willing to support the signal, and this is the kind of programming that you want to hear. 244-9455. If you pledge $150, you can get our 10-CD audiobook of The Exception to the Rulers, the book that I wrote with my brother, journalist David Goodman. It's called The Exception to the Rulers, Exposing Oily Politicians, War Profiteers, and the Media That Love Them. And what we did is it's definitely unabridged because I read it, so I can vouch for it. I actually recorded the book and thought from now on I'm going to write a much shorter book because my voice went out by the end of the weekend. But we really packed it full with 10 years of Democracy Now! Every time we quoted someone in the book where they actually had spoken on the program, it took out my voice and put in theirs. And it's a wonderful amalgam of the 10 years. It's got the interview I did with President Clinton on Election Day 2000, my questioning of Newt Gingrich when he was Speaker of the House about why he called the First Lady a bitch. It's got Mumia Abu-Jamal describing calling into Democracy Now! From death row in Pennsylvania and having the phone ripped out of the wall. He challenged the authorities on this, and ultimately he won. It's got the great writer Ariel Dorfman talking about other September 11th. He's the Chilean-American writer. Pinochet rose to power in Chile on September 11th, 1973. It's got the voices of 9/11 who lost loved ones but were calling for peace. That 10-CD audiobook is yours for a contribution of $150. Whatever level you pledge at, we ask you to make the call now, 244-9455. Fill every phone line. Let these phone calls ring off the hook. You're honoring the volunteers Bob was just talking about who come in, use their Sunday to support public radio, to support WILL. We're not even asking you to come in. We're just saying let your fingers do the walking to the phone and do what you can. 244-9455. Whatever you can pledge, $150 for the year is $12.50 a month. Could you afford that? Maybe the more important question is, can you afford to lose WILL? I don't think so. Every community radio station, every public radio station is absolutely critical. Please call 244-9455, 217-244-9455. Please call and let us know you're there. Let us know you're standing up for independent media. Let us know that you're willing to be out there to say, I understand we need a free, functioning media for a democratic society. 244-9455. If you have never called into WILL thinking, why should I bother? I mean, I don't hear other people begging for money, other stations. It's true. They seduce you out of your money every 5 or 6 minutes, not once every 6 months, but every 5 or 6 minutes, every hour of every day through commercials. But WILL is different. And if you appreciate that you are not being sold to, pandered to, lied to, please call right now. Whether you could pledge $25 or whether you could pledge $250, we ask you to go to the phone. You never have to do this, but we're asking you, please. Media Matters and WILL works on the honor system. We are honored when you call. That's what you do when you call in right now. It's totally voluntary, but WILL needs you. You are the lifeblood of this station. If you pledge $60, you'll get John Nichols' book, Dick, the Man Who's President, or Bob McChesney and Ben Scott's book, Our Unfree Press. $60 for either one, $100 for both. Build your media library. If you want to pledge $100, you can get the Noam Chomsky DVD. It's fantastic as he talks about the state of the world today. You can only get it right now if you call. Please call 244-9455. Make that call now.
You know, we've got 55 callers in. We've got 45 to go. We're going to have some legendary calling to reach this goal by 2 o'clock. We've got 5 minutes left. And, you know, we can go to 206, I've been advised by Jay Pierce. They give us 6 bonus minutes to qualify. But, you know, we need you to call in, folks, if you've been listening. I know there's usually a rush at the end. We need there to be a huge rush now. We've got a big hurdle in front of us. Call us in at 244-9455 or go to your website if you're sitting at your computer. I know a lot of people are. You listen to podcasts. Go to willpledge.org, willpledge.org. Let them know what premium you want when you do it online so we'll make sure we get you one of the books or the DVD of Amy's interview with Noam Chomsky or the 10-CD audio set of Amy and David Goodman's book, The Exception to the Rulers. An extraordinary book. I've had the privilege of reading it, and I'd love to see that interview. I'm looking forward to seeing it, Amy. It must have been quite an experience to sit down with Noam Chomsky.
Yeah, it was really great. Noam, actually, I did it with Juan Gonzalez, co-host of Democracy Now!, Juan, who has been so important in the media democracy movement, former president of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, wrote the book Harvest of Empire, The History of Latinos in America. Please call right now and let us know that you are there. Your call makes the difference. We sat down with Noam. He was in a Boston studio. We were in New York. But you see the whole TV broadcast of Democracy Now! And he just went through what we're looking at today. We've heard the term failed states for developing countries that are not making it. He turns the tables and talks about the United States as a failed state, as a threat to democracy around the world. And he builds his case. So whatever you think, it's fascinating to hear and to watch this really world-renowned thinker taking apart the establishment, you can't even call it wisdom, that is espoused in all the corporate networks. We urge you to go to the phone right now. You can get that for a $100 contribution, the DVD. Think about giving it to a friend. Think about giving it for a birthday present, or you're going to dinner, or just a family member because you like them, or keeping it for yourself, or giving it to a library, a high school, a college, or a public library.
Or a graduation
gift.
Please
call right now, 244-9455.
Yes, I interrupted you, Amy. You could give us a graduation gift. We've got a lot of people graduating from colleges in this area, from high schools. I could think of nothing better for a young person than to have your interview with Noam Chomsky for something to sort of digest and ponder as they go on with their lives.
That's right. It's a wonderful graduation gift, or perhaps someone's going off to college, to a university. Please go to the phone right now. Maybe you want to get two. Pledge $200 or get the DVD of Noam Chomsky and Bob McChesney's book, Our Unfree Press, and John Nichols' book, Dick, the Man Who's President. We urge you to go to the phone. That would be $200. Or just call in and pledge $25. We are counting calls. We want to get 100 calls during this broadcast of Media Matters, expanded two-hour edition, and they're not going to be asking again for 6 months. Please call in right now, 217-244-9455. Do what you can. Your call makes the difference. It's sending a signal that you appreciate this broadcast. Please call right now, 244-9455. 244-9455. If you pledge $150, you'll get the 10-CD audiobook. It also includes Michael Moore. It includes Michael Franti, the great hip-hop artist. We urge you to go to the phone right now. The voices of so many, please call in right now as we take on the corporate media. We take on the war profiteers, the oily politicians, and the media that love them. The media has abrogated their responsibility. The media has reached an all-time low. And the media can do much better. It's essential they do. Or the corporate network should have their licenses revoked because they're using the public airwaves, a national treasure. We urge you to go to the phone right now, 244-9455. It really sends a signal when you hear this program and you say, I'm willing to call up WIL right now. I'm willing to support. I will call WILL. Please call right now, 244-9455. Get any number of gifts. Maybe you want to give a whole array of graduation gifts. What a great way to give gifts of meaning. Please call right now, 244-9455. Get the Noam Chomsky DVD for a $100 contribution, Bob McChesney's book with Ben Scott, Our Unfree Press, for a $60 contribution, or that one with John Nichols' book, Dick, about the vice president, who is the president, as he puts it. The two books yours for $100, 244-9455. Give a call. Let us know you're there. Let us know you're standing up for independent media. Unlike the federal government, we do not spy on you. We don't know if you're listening, and that's as it should be. But we ask you, please, let us know by calling. We can thank you on the air, or you can do it anonymously, but do it now. If you don't preserve this kind of media, we will lose it. If we don't use it, we'll lose it. Please call now, 244-9455, 217-244-9455. If Bob McChesney and friends have ever helped you meet a goal in terms of getting information about the media in this country, please help them meet this goal to shore up WILL. 244-9455. What a difference it makes when you call in. What a difference it makes when you say yes to Media Matters. And if you believe Media Matters, 244-9455. $100 contribution gets you the Noam Chomsky DVD. You can't get it anywhere else. $60 gets you the book Dick, the Man Who Is President, or Bob McChesney's book, Our Unfree Press, that he wrote with Ben Scott. Please give a call right now, 244-9455.
Amy Goodman, thank you so much for joining us today. You are just one of our favorite people here at Media Matters, and I think a beloved person by so many Americans for what you've been willing to do, not only as a journalist, but to stand up for nonprofit, non-commercial media institutions and media diversity in this country. Thank you so much for joining us again. We'll be speaking with you soon, and good luck with all your work. And, of course, Democracy Now! Aired locally on television and on WEFT Community Radio here for those interested in following up and learning more about Amy, if they're not yet familiar with her. Thank you so much, Amy.
DemocracyNow.org. We're video and audio podcasting there. So keep the phone calls coming in, folks. Thanks, Bob, so much. 217-244-9455. Be as generous as you can. If there's a person who could afford $500 or $1,000 contribution to encourage other people to call, that's fantastic. If you could do $25, that is fantastic too. Whatever you can do, what counts is that you're willing to be counted, that you're willing to call.